Lurline, my alma mater is playing basketball on national TV. Well, that's the biggest thing to hit the campus since that twister leveled the Graduate School of Trailer Park Management. It's a joke, Lurline. Oh, the doctor's in. Gotta go. Remember, go Arkadelphia.
Oh, big game, huh?
Oh, I'll say. Our school will be in the top 20 after we win this weekend.
Well, you sound pretty sure of yourself.
Oh, yeah. We're playing one of them sissy pot northeastern schools. Hooperville, Hammer Mill.
You don't mean Haverhill?
Yeah, that's it. Good name for a loser school, huh?
I went to Haverhill.
Well, you mean I'm working for a chicken house?
No, that's a heron, Laverne. We are the high-flying herons of Haverhill College.
Well, you might as well be an ostrich, because while your head's in the sand, we're going to kick your butt.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Basketball
team.
Oh, hey, it says we're a 6-point favorite over the Arkadelphians. Oh, Laverne, boy, if she ever saw this, it would kill her.
Hey, Charlie.
The people I love. You know, Weston, there's no one I'd rather live next door to, except maybe a lingerie model without window treatments.
Charlie, before I ask you to leave, and I will, is something we can do for you?
I hope so. My parents are driving their RV to Disney World, and they decided to stop by for a visit.
Whoa, well, you haven't seen your folks in a long time.
Yeah, that's why I want everything to be perfect. For starters, I thought I'd take them out to a really great meal. I was thinking of someplace homey, with real home cooking. Simple, not pretentious.
Oh, I know, Mama Beatty's.
That's good, but I was thinking of something, you know, within walking distance, friendly faces. Maybe a dog in the corner.
They're your parents. You cook for them.
Please, invite us to dinner. I need help. I don't get along so good with my folks.
Charlie, what's the problem?
It's kind of an emotionally complex issue.
Give us a hint.
They hate me. They've always had a better time with my brother, their Mercedes mechanic. Dieter's their favorite.
Dieter? Dieter D?
Yeah, he even got the good name.
Charlie, this explains volumes about you. Growing up in the shadow of your brother, ever aware of being the least favorite sibling?
I knew you'd understand, Carol.
Charlie, I assure you I am not my father's favorite.
I know.
Are you implying that Barbara is? Daddy, isn't that the most ridiculous thing you ever heard?
Oh, yes, yes. Charlie, come on. We can see how much this means to you. Why don't you bring your folks over? 7 o'clock?
Oh, that's great, Harry. Thanks. I better go home and straighten up, throw out the trash.
What's her name?
Rita.
Morning, Laverne.
Wipe that smirk off your face. The sports page is wrong.
Sports page?
You're gloating because the paper picked your team over mine.
I have not. I mean, I may have noticed that article this morning, but I'm certainly not gloating. I told you before, it really doesn't matter to me.
Well, make it matter because you're taking all the fun out of this.
All right, will I make you happy, Laverne? I care.
Oh, just like that. Boy, you roll over as easily as those gutless herons we're about to whip.
Laverne, don't badger me. Just drop it.
Drop. Jenny McGlade, for one.
Okay.
Chicken off.
Wow, Carol made cookies.
Whoa, look, Barbara's special brownie.
How come Barbara gets an adjective and I don't?
No, I'm sorry, dear. Carol's oatmeal cookies.
All right, Daddy. I spoke to Dr. Grossman today about this issue of you favoring Barbara, and he suggested I keep a journal to examine the validity of my feelings.
You're not going to make us read it, are you?
Yeah, I'm only halfway through that poem you wrote. My head is an ocean of pain, and I'm not too thrilled about my thighs either. No, I've decided to adopt a more scientific approach. Hence, these nifty clickers to keep score. Every time Daddy seems to like one of us better, that person gets her clicker clicked.
Carol, you're being ridiculous.
One for Barbara. Daddy, I know a psychiatrist who will commit anyone for $300.
You be nice.
And that's for me.
Only 300, huh? Carol, you don't need a clicker to prove that I love you.
And another for me. Carol, he's calling you an idiot for using those things. It should have been my click. Daddy, what was your true intent?
To raise two daughters who'll be out of the house by age 24.
Daddy, we were out of the house at age 24. We just came back.
Gary, I want you to meet my mom and dad, Fred and Ursula Deep.
Hi, pleasure. Come on in. Nice to meet you. Oh, nice.
Lovely home you have here.
Well, thank you very much. These are my daughters, Barbara and Carol.
Hello.
Also known as Carol and Barbara. Please, sit.
That's one big RV you've got out there.
Yeah, fast. 2-0 to 60 in 16.4 seconds.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the John when A.J. Foyt here is in stop-and-go traffic.
So who tells you to drink 16 big gulps a day? Oh. Besides, it's not my fault. Dieter tuned it up too good.
Oh, yeah, our son, the Mercedes mechanic. Oh, he's a genius.
Yeah, Dieter's smart. But I'm pretty smart, too, Mom. I worked it out so I don't have to pay taxes. I'm a citizen of Panama.
You are?
Sí.
Same old Charlie, always taking the easy way out. When I think of the money we spent on that military school...
Charlie went to military school?
Best thing we ever did for him. He loved it there.
I hated every minute of that place.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Didn't you ever read my letters?
No. You know whose letters I remember? Dieter's. Oh, they were wonderful.
You know, every time Charlie goes away, he sends us postcards. He is quite a world traveler.
You still work on that tugboat, son?
Not a tugboat, Dad.
Dieter said it was a tugboat.
I don't care what Dieter says. It's a cruise ship.
Oh, right. What is it you do on there again?
You don't remember?
Oh, well, you can't expect us to keep up with every tiny detail of your life.
You keep up with everything Dieter does.
All right, Charlie. What do you do on the boat?
I'm the captain.
What?
When did this happen?
Recently.
Why didn't you tell us before? Oh, this is wonderful, Dieter.
Charlie.
Whatever.
Charlie, maybe you and I should crack open a bottle of champagne to kind of celebrate.
Harry, you hurt me.
I know. What the hell are you doing?
I'm lying.
Charlie, lying to your parents to get their admiration just doesn't work.
But we can make it work, Harry, if we try.
I'm not going to be party to a lie.
Harry, this is the first time my parents have ever paid attention to me. Besides, I only have to keep this up for tonight. Tomorrow, they're out of here. No problemo.
Charlie, your mom just had a great idea.
You're adding me to the will?
Right. No, we want to see your ship.
What ship? Oh.
We want the captain's tour. Watch you boss everybody around.
Dad, I don't know.
Good. Then it's all settled. I'll tell your mother.
Happy now, Captain?
Boy, am I going to get a spanking. And for the first time in 10 years, I'm not looking forward to it. Over here is an instrument where we can pinpoint our exact location at any given time. It's called an electronic map.
Really something. I never thought you'd amount to anything. And boy, after today, I realize how wrong I've been.
Really?
Yes, son, you've made us very happy.
Oh, we're just so proud of you. Can we have a picture?
Sure. Hide it under your coat on your way out, though.
Okay. Well, thanks, but we meant a picture with you.
Wow!
Charlie, I gotta talk to you.
Is that how you address your captain?
Shut up, Pete. The captain's on the ship and he's headed port side.
That's this way. Mom, Dad. I got some business to take care of. Sims here will escort you out. I've got a lockup.
A lockup?
Insurance reasons. If they steal the ship and the door's unlocked, we're not covered.
Are you? What are you doing in that uniform?
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, is it really necessary to bark? It's just a game.
Sorry, it won't happen again.
Get him off!
Well, I'm very happy for you. Well, how about that? You got called for traveling.
19 seconds left, and you're still 10 points behind. How about that?
Except now we're just 7 points down.
Damn, Dvorak, you're 7-4. Quit trying to dribble. You're on our side.
They stole it from Dvorak. Another 3-pointer. Give it to Dvorak. Give it to Dvorak.
It doesn't matter. You're still going to lose.
They gave it to Dvorak. Another 2 points. Well, you keep getting a chance here.
The darn refs aren't calling any fouls.
Well, they're too busy keeping the score, which is now... tied.
Woo!
All right. Go, Robin, go!
That's Flatland!
Go!
That's Darden!
Score!
That's
LeBron! He scored! Winning! Winning! Yes, yes, yes!
Your team is to be commended on such a fine effort.
In your face, LeBron! In your face! In your...
Soccer!
Sorry! Face! Two points!
going.
Great.
Ah, today was the tour. You got caught, didn't you?
Yeah. When the captain figured out who I was, he put me on Shamu duty for a month.
Shamu duty?
Yeah, I have to announce happy hour wearing a whale suit. It's got its upside, though. Every once in a while, you can trick a gal into rubbing your blowhole.
So, how'd your parents take the news?
They don't know. They still think I'm a great guy. See? Told you lying works.
Then why do you sound so miserable?
Because my parents don't understand me. I can't be honest with them. I can't let them find out that I'm just a purser.
Charlie, before your folks came, you were okay with being a purser, weren't you?
I guess.
If you're happy with who you are, tell your folks that.
I don't want to. Right now, they think I'm better than Dieter. And I want it to stay that way.
Charlie, being a member of a family is not a competition. Boy, this place looks so big on the outside, yet inside is so cozy.
I love this, baby. It's so convenient. You can do anything you want without even getting up.
Oops. Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here
you go. Oh, dear.
Oh, just give it a good shove.
There you go.
Whoa. Carol, you haven't touched your cake.
I can't. My arms are pinned.
Here, let me help you.
Barbara, please. It's a great meal, folks.
Nothing but the best for Charlie and his friends. Right, Captain?
Don't be so formal, Dad. You don't have to call me Captain. I'm still the same old Charlie.
I think a toast is in order.
Allow me. Yeah. To families coming together, building a bond of trust and sharing honest emotions and an honest...
Harry, the champagne's going flat.
Safe trip home.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, listen, we know you folks got to get on the road early, yeah. Maybe we should be leaving, huh?
Okay. Very nice. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Well, I should be going, too.
No, Charlie, you stay. I'll give you folks a chance to chat alone. I mean, I'm sure there are some things you haven't discussed, eh? Oopsie-doo. Bye.
You can do dishes. You may be a captain, but you're still a son. Well, I suppose we better start getting ready for the trip. Oh, I have some delicates drying on the dirt bike.
Must be great having people pick up after you on the ship.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we're in town, we'll take a cruise with you, see our son at the helm.
Yeah, well, Dad, about that, I've got something to say. I haven't been straight. I can't go on pretending being something that I'm not. I am what I am.
You're gay?
No, I'm not gay. I'm a purser.
You like to dress up in women's clothes?
No, I'm a purser, like Gopher on Love Boat. I'm not the captain. I'm not Dieter. I'm just me.
Well, Charlie, why did you lie? What were you thinking?
Oh, no, I guess I'm just a nobody.
You're not a nobody. Well, it's okay, Charlie.
I know I've let you down. I know it. Did you say it was okay?
Whatever you are, you're our son, and we love you.
You mean that?
I think so.
I think so.
Gee, Dad.
Do you know how long I've waited to hear you say that?
Listen, do me a favor. Don't tell your mother. She's thrilled about you being a captain. Better we keep this our little secret.
Gee, Dad. You know, we never went fishing or played ball or anything. Now we're lying together. That's what I wanted my whole life.
Brad, I can't find your donut pillow.
Oh, I was using it in the Weston's pool. I'll get it. You talk to the captain.
Oh, you know, your friends are real nice people.
Oh, you've done so well. I just can't tell you how proud I am of you.
I know, I know.
I mean, look what you've done with your life.
Stop it. I can't go on lying anymore. I'm not a captain.
What?
I'm a purser.
You like to dress up in women's clothes?
No, it's my job on this ship, a really dumb job.
But why did you lie like this? Oh, Dieter.
It's Charlie.
Right. Well, maybe some of this was our fault. I suppose we have always kind of favored your brother, but just because I can't get your name right doesn't mean I don't love you.
Do you mean that?
I think so.
Oh, Mom, that's great.
let's not tell your father, though. He's not as understanding as I am.
Got it.
Oh, good.
Well, I should be going. I'll stop by tomorrow to say goodbye.
Okay. Good night, Captain.
Yeah, good night, Captain.
Come on, let's see some.
Mom's the word. Right.
Bye. I have something to tell you about Charlie.
Me first.
Shoot. What is it?
He's a pusher.
Hey, Daddy.
Hi, dear. How many trimesters since I've seen you?
Daddy, relax. It's an undercover thing. You know, I have had the weirdest cravings all day. I was thinking about making a root beer float. You want one?
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Barbara. Carol, enough with the clicking. You look like Carmen Miranda.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Your experiment is over. Give me the damn clicker.
I can't.
Why?
Because we're tied.
Honey, even if I tried to decide who I loved more, I couldn't. You're both my girls. I mean, you're my flesh and blood.
You're right, Daddy. I'm sorry. I have been behaving stupidly. And when I think of what a wonderful father you are to both of us, I feel blessed just to be a member of this family.
And I'm blessed to have you for my daughter.
And I win! Yes!
It's just not the same, sir.
I know. It's a shame about the insurance company not paying off because the door was unlocked. God, I'm thirsty. Where the hell is that idiot?
Here's your virgin daiquiri, sir.
Thank you, Dietz. Oh, aren't you forgetting something, Captain Dietz?
Happy hour, happy hour.